From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror suspect linked to Islamic State. The terror attack in New York on Tuesday quickly became a political issue after President Donald Trump blamed a visa program that he said allowed the suspect Saifullah Saipov into the country and criticized the U.S. justice system.
We also have to come up with punishment that's far quicker and far greater than the punishment these animals are getting right now. Because what we have right now is a joke, and it's a laughingstock.
Those remarks drew criticism from Democrats who said the president was rushing to politicize a tragedy at a time when law enforcement is trying to determine the facts of what happened. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he's asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president has long championed making and keeping America safe.
This isn't a new policy. This isn't a new position. This isn't a new conversation. The president has been talking about extreme vetting and the need for that for the purpose of protecting the citizens of this country since he was a candidate.
The diversity lottery program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. South Korea's intelligence agency says the North may be preparing to conduct another missile test just days before U.S. President Donald Trump arrives on the divided peninsula. Officials with the National Intelligence Service told lawmakers Thursday it has detected a flurry of activity at North Korea's missile research facilities in the capital of Pyongyang. North Korea has conducted a series of tests on its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in recent years in defiance of international sanctions. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy has reported protests and gunfire in the Eritrean capital of Asmara. One report said at least 28 people were killed and dozens were wounded following unrest that began Monday and has since intensified. The information minister said a small demonstration at a school was dispersed without casualty, but opposition outlets said violence was triggered by a government effort to close down the Islamic school. As expected, the United States voted Wednesday against ending its nearly 60-year-old economic embargo on Cuba at the UN General Assembly. Nikki Haley is the UN ambassador.
We will not lose sight of what stands between the Cuban people and the free and democratic future that is their right. For that reason, and for the 25th time in 26 years, the United States will vote against this resolution.
More than 190 countries voted for lifting the embargo. Only Israel joined the U.S. in voting against it. Thursday marks the 100th anniversary of a British government declaration celebrated by Israel as a foundation in establishing a Jewish state, but criticized by Palestinians as an injustice and an impediment to peace in the region. Known as the Balfour Declaration, the 1917 text came in a letter from Foreign Secretary Arthur Balfour to Lord Lionel Walter Rothschild, a British financier and Zionist leader. It lays out the British government's declaration of sympathy with Jewish aspirations to create a homeland. Now, the significance of the day has not gone unnoted by supporters of Palestine, including protests outside the British embassy in Amman, Jordan.
Well, this is a message to the British government that what they did before 100 years will never pass. And we will never forget. And we are going back for sure.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is marking today's anniversary by attending a dinner in London hosted by British Prime Minister Theresa May. Israel's Air Force carried out another airstrike inside of Syria. There are conflicting reports on the intended target south of the city of Homs. Israel is not commenting, but the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says it is a military installation. Some members of Spain's ousted Catalonia regional government appeared today before the country's highest court as part of a rebellion investigation, but former leader Carles Puigdemont, currently in Belgium, was not among them. His lawyer, Paul Bacar, said that his client could be questioned in Belgium. He described Puigdemont as combative and confident. He was sacked by the government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy after declaring independence last week. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.